this city, and I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
It's the best show.
Okay, I like it better. I like it better when CJ sends me voicemail messages and not texting, because I can't understand a word with this fucking message. What the hell does this say? Do scratch what I said.
What?
What?
Y'all needs... What the... Damn. This nigga righty body.
That slave talking shit. What the fuck is going on, dude? Y'all's.
Y'all's need to start.
And you wonder why I wasn't waiting for
him. I ain't waiting for him. But it's a simple fact. I'm about to write him. CJ, just send me voicemail messages. Continue. Don't write ever again. Jesus Christ, man, that nigga went to college too. but you know what? Fuck it. It's gonna be the three of us, and I'm gonna tell you this right now. I don't remember a damn thing about this show. So,
I just watched it, and I don't remember anything either. But I was trying to recollect my thoughts.
It was a boring episode, really was. But we found out that Hugo Strange is not, in fact, that guy.
He's Hugo Strange Senior.
Totally, yeah. Hugo Strange, this electrocutioner, Jack Grimsberg, fucking name is. Thank you. Not Hugo Strange.
He starts off as electrocutioner, then he works his way up to Hugo Strange.
I would have loved it if they still called him Hugo Strange, and it was like completely fucked up. Like, they even got his origins, everything wrong, but they still called him Hugo Strange.
It's all part of the plan.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. We're ready to start the shit now.
People, welcome to the recap. Oh, wait, I do remember this gay ass show. Fucking Falcone crying like a bitch.
Oh, yes.
Crying like a little bitch, dude. I was like, ugh.
Fucking hell, Falcone.
Matter of fact, Falcone, he put a bad taste in my mouth. And I just said, my stomach don't feel good no more. It was like, what was that? The Falcone I remember from Batman Begins is like, man, I'll shoot your butler. I'll shoot your little girlfriend down at the DA. I don't give a fuck. And this dude's over here crying about some bitch that he had some strange relationship with.
How dare you use my mugs?
You take her mugs.
Oh, I hated this episode.
This nigga known for 2 weeks. I like how he used that again. It was just like, oh, she looks like my mother. It was like, that never even came up, not once, in this whole goddamn show. Of like, you remind me of my mother, you know?
Which is kind of creepy, to be brutally honest.
Yeah, because he was thinking of running off into the country with her. I was like, some pedophile shit going on here.
Yeah, the next thing you'll see, he'll be getting breastfed by her. He'll be sucking on her tits.
Hey, Penguin was getting a bath from his mother, so...
Oh, God.
I was going to say, yeah, Penguin was going to get a bath from her, so...
Apparently, mother's special in this show, so... Something to think about.
And Barbara Gordon's mother. What the fuck is wrong with that woman?
What in the hell is that scene?
That was just creepy. Yeah,
why the fuck did we need that goddamn scene, man?
Jesus. That was the Catwoman scene of the episode. It was like, since she wasn't even really was. Another strange-ass scene in here. Scene popped up.
That was my favorite scene, honestly. You know what I loved about it? I'm still confused. Is the you know the how Barbara like rings the doorbell and the butler, the black guy, naturally opens the door up. That guy had the fakest fucking beard on, and I can't get past that.
Wait a minute, why'd you say naturally when you say butler?
Oh, naturally, naturally. Every motherfucker's got to be black who's a butler now. You know that? You seen Forrest Whitaker?
I like how that shit all calm. It's like, there's a black guy's a butler.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's naturally, yeah. Naturally, he takes care of these white people, yes.
Son of a... I like because he thinks he's friends with black people. He's just like, you know, I can just... Yeah, right. I'm
like, I just lay all this insult all casually and shit. They won't mind.
Cool. Fuck you.
It's true. You look at every show. There's always a butler in this and they're black.
Alfred's white.
Alfred's... I don't know what Alfred. He ain't no butler. He's a goddamn Secret Service agent or some shit. But you seriously go through the show. Every time there's a butler, they're black. This show's racist and you know it.
I love racism. It's just so... It's organic. It's not even
that's fucked up, man. That's how you know it's bad.
That is so perfect. comma. He's just like, yeah. You know, and they had a black butler, obviously, naturally. You know, like, what the fuck? And then he just expected us to ignore it. Like, he's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, what the problem with that? Oh.
I just point out what's in front of me, and that's right there. But he had a fake...
I'm going to point out what's in front of me, too. Racist fuck.
But it's not that he's black. It's that his beard was so fake. It was weird.
I thought he was fake, honestly. He looked like a fucking... I was like, damn, why does he look like a fake-ass J.B. Smooth right now?
J.B. Smooth, really? What?
Jesus Christ. And the only reason I came on bed is maybe because I was playing a little Grand Theft Auto 5 and heard the J.B. Smooth radio. That nigga look like he belongs on a basketball court somewhere, though.
Oh, and that's not racist.
Hey, I'm black. I can say that.
I'm going to find
Why
a photo of this.
Why defend himself now?
I'm not defending shit. I just point out what's in front of me.
You are organically racist.
I'm gonna find a photo of this motherfucker. I'll go through the entire season. Every butler's black except Alfred. It is a racist show.
How many butlers have been in this show?
There's been a few doormen and stuff like that.
What the fuck?
It's true.
Butler, man. It's not a fucking butler. It's a doorman.
Doorman, butler, same thing.
Hey man, I got a question. Why was Barbara's parents using a fake ass British accent?
It's a good point.
I guess they were from England and they moved. I don't fucking know.
I love it because Barbara, I didn't even think that was her. Their parents, to be honest. I thought they were going to tell her, oh, your parents moved away or something like that. Because the way she was talking, I was like, this is the most unrelated motherfuckers I've ever seen in the goddamn
city. Like, stereotypical rich people ever. They had that classical music playing in the background, and shit.
The music of this show, it opens up with a new tune.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. What the fuck is that doing in there?
And they had the terrible CGI paper, the tracking shot. I was like, oh, that's nice.
It made no sense in that scene. That music came on. I was just like, ain't a goddamn thing going on right here. Why would they play something like that? There's no context to what's going on now.
No reason. Fucking reason. There's nothing going on or anything.
No, it was just a shot of them walking across the street. Like, okay. All right. And they cranked that shit up, too. Like, he's like, oh, this shit gonna get you pumped. It was like, nah, not really, because, you know, Hugo Strange, that's a.k.a. Electrocutioner.
God damn it.
You know what, people? This is the recap. Gotham, I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Buddy.
And I'm apparently the racist one, so that's right. I'm looking at this guy right now. He is not his beard. It doesn't match his face.
You're that fucking beard, man. I swear.
I don't trust
like that baby in American Sniper. It's just it's like, you know, we understand it's fake, but it's only for a scene.
If you get wired, hire someone with a beard.
Hire someone with a beard or let him grow one.
I've just gone through the whole episode. I'm going to send you a screen cap of this guy.
Or how about this one? This guy have a beard at all.
Even better.
Why does that nigga gotta have a beard? Matter of fact, you know what? Is that like his slave beard? What is that? That was his nigga naps. He just got done working in the field.
Now I just put a photo on Scott. You look at that motherfucker. He is a creepy ass fake beard, and it doesn't fit. This doesn't make sense. It's probably a real beard,
Wayne.
Actually.
Okay, Wayne. Let's cover his tracks of racism, but that's okay.
Yep. Sorry,
Wayne. I don't need to cover my tracks of racism. I can be racist all I want. I'm a racist.
We already know you can.
I'm a racist against all people.
We know you are. We know you created the bloodstained niggers. We know you raised them, but that's okay.
Best sporting
group. Fire it up, man. We know that.
Yeah. Cody, but you know, how about a breakdown of tonight's episode? Well, not tonight, but I guess whenever the fuck this show comes on TV.
Shit, was it Monday on the K-1?
I don't know. Shit. I'll watch it on Hulu.
Alright, yes, basically, Gordon, he tries to get reinstated back into the GCPD. And in order to do that, he has to capture the electrocutioner and the other big motherfucker. What's his name? Buchiski, I believe his name was.
I like how we just forget everything that's happened that got Gordon fired from the first place.
It's just that easy to get his job back. But
right, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It's like, okay, all right.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So we retouch with Gordon and Bullock as they try to make their way and find out clues and where electrocutioner is going. You find out the electrocutioner actually has ties with Maroni because they actually had a job back then that got botched and everybody got caught in the job except Maroni. He got let off easily while the electrocutioner was electrocutioner or Buczynski one that did a job with Maroni.
I didn't even know.
I thought they were the same guy. I'm not gonna lie. I thought they were the same fucking guy.
I was gonna say I didn't even. Everything you just explained, I didn't even pick up at all while watching. So I'm actually learning stuff here.
I'm gonna say, damn! I'm glad Cody brings it.
Okay, yeah, Buczynski, that's his name. Okay, yeah. So he did a job in the past, so he's after Maroni, and so he goes to Maroni's restaurant. And the stupid fucking scene.
You forgot my favorite scene, Cody, which I love, is when they go to that electrocution shop, right? Zap the motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I love Bullock. Bullock goes up and sees the guy and says, oh, he's dead. He's baked like, he's fried like a donut. One, the fucking guy's burnt like a crisp. Of course he's dead. And donuts aren't fried, motherfucker. So get your shit straight.
This is Gotham's finest, though, Wayne. You didn't get that?
Oh, yeah. Fucking shit.
So anyway. Yeah, so anyway, after the electrocution shot, he goes over to Maroni's restaurant while Maroni is eating with his guys and Penguin. So Penguin gets a call from Falcone. Falcone lets him know that Liza got captured by Fish. And then so Penguin goes to meet up with Falcone. Before he does that, he gets electrocuted. In a silly ass way. And then this dude holding this fucking electrocution bomb or something like that. I don't fucking know. It electrocutes the entire restaurant. Nobody dies. At least I don't think nobody dies. But yeah, they get blasted. And the Falcone, he gets.
I love how Penguin didn't die, but the first guy at the electrocution shop died. I don't get that, but okay.
I don't get that shit either whatsoever. Anyway, yeah, so they get patched up in a dumb fucking scene. Penguin wakes up in a daze and he reveals that he's working for Falcone, and Maroni catches on to that.
That was so half-assed, I swear.
That was so fucking half-assed. So fucking half-assed.
That was like the director saying, we need to speed this plot line up now. Come on now. Yeah. Just get it out there. And then it didn't even go back nowhere with Maroni. I was just like, he's just going to let him walk? I was like, okay. Yeah.
And I missed out. So what was that fucking deal with that doll? And somehow Gordon said, oh, does that look like Maroni? I'm like,
that looks like fucking nobody.
Thank you. I was confused.
When they showed that doll, and he's like, oh, this look like, and they shot to his, the next shot was a Maroni's face. I was like, was that supposed to be Maroni?
Thank you. That was the other one who thought that.
I'm glad y'all cut that. I was just like, damn, I was like, at this episode, I was praying that I'm like, I hope I'm not just DC hate right now, but god damn, dude, I didn't look like nobody to me. Shit.
No, what the fuck that was?
That could have been Barbara's, Barbara Gordon. <Yeah.
laughs> Cut away to Barbara, but yeah, okay. Fair enough.
That could have been Ivy.
It's like, even that shot they did with young Falcone and it faded to the old fucker. It's like, it's the worst fading shot I've ever seen. Didn't even match up.
What was the point of that, though?
Nothing.
No point. It was just like, they're showing a dead body and I was just like, okay, whatever. And then you see Falcone walking with this bitch getting a flower. I was just like, what in the fuck is this? This is the weakest gangster leader I've ever... It's Don. Even... Oh, we gonna get in that end. That ending was... That ending pissed me off.
We'll get there. Yes, but to continue on. So they eventually go to get recuperate at the GCPD. And Penguin wakes up. And Maroni questions him about his ties to Falcone. And Penguin tries to play a coy and say, oh, no, I didn't know that happened. What? No. Yeah, my mother's sick. She's really sick. Her heart valves and all that. No. Bro, he's not buying bullshit. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. In his first with this, yeah, the Riddler being a fucking weirdo.
Oh, God.
Chick.
Okay. Finish up your snot. I'm getting real.
So Penguin, I guess, convinces Maroni. I guess he's sent that bio to it. So he does this, figure out, uh-oh, electrocutioner is on the way. Shit starts to fluctuate, life starts to fluctuate, everything starts to get magnetized and go all crazy and go all over the place. And then electrocutioner makes his grand entrance, and they have this lame fucking, this is like a fight scene.
That was like the fight scene at the end of the Dark Knight where Joker dropped a net on Batman and just killed him. That's how lame that was.
Yeah.
Sorry, Z, that's not a fight.
Everybody else, right, because nobody else wants to step to the play, everybody else is out. So it's just Gordon against the fucking electrocutioner and the other dude, I forgot what his fucking name was. And so, yeah, Gordon takes the other dude out, and you think, oh, about to be a big-ass fight between him and electrocutioner. Uh-oh, shit's about to go down. But no, Gordon just drops a cup of water on his proton pack, whatever the fuck that was.
That's like a proton package.
God damn, it just got stupider the longer this went on. Like, man, shit.
That was it, and just like that, boom, Gordon's reinstated. And then, yeah. And after that, we retract with Falcone. He gathers up a meeting with Fish at her place to get Liza back. This is after Penguin tells him that Liza is in league with the Fishwood, and Falcone doesn't want to believe him. So we come together later on that, yeah, Falcone does catch on and that he does realize, yeah, Liza was bullshitting the whole time. So they get the deal going, and then Liza thinks everything is all shits and giggles. No! Falcone's like, nah, fuck that. You betrayed me. So he chokes her to death, and then his guy comes out with Zaz and his army of gimps.
An old ass man can choke anybody out that way. That's unbelievable shit I've ever seen this show.
Well, the acting for it was fucking horrible, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. You know what the problem with this show is? It's got too much shit going on. That electrocutioner shit? That's the subplot of what's going on here. Because the main fucking plot is between Falcone and Fish Mooney, and that's two fucking scenes. The electrocutioner shit is just background detail.
I was still waiting for my cameo of a Catwoman.
No, you got it with Barbara.
Oh, Barbara's parents.
Because she wins the scene of the week with most embarrassing what the fuck moment of the whole show.
As always.
Yeah, she's good at winning those awards.
Oh, man. That fucking scene came out of nowhere. And it went on, too. And I was just like, what is the point of this? We don't. You know what? It could have ended with her just walking in saying, my parents live here. And that could have been in that scene. But it had to go on and show us her parents, who had the worst fucking accents I've ever fucking heard.
Seriously.
And it was in the most... I was just uncomfortable and awkward as Barbara was. Like, I was like, I don't know what's going on here. Is it going to be like a trap? I mean, I hope this turns into something. It just turns into, it's like, no, we just the most stereotypical British motherfuckers that drink tea.
And thank you. Tea, yeah. Coffee, we're a so crap ass. Fucking
bad. So fucking bad.
I really hate this shit.
Missing was CJ's Australian accent in the scene.
Oh, no, thank you.
The Riddler.
Oh, don't.
Yes.
Oh, Edward, whatever the fuck
you want to call him. Edward Nygma. He's not the Riddler yet.
That last scene we saw of him in this show, I shook my goddamn... I had to pause the show, actually, because I said, you know what? I swear to fucking God, if this next episode says that Edward Nygma became the Riddler just because he was misunderstood and was hated by a woman that he was in love with, and that's how he became the Riddler, I'm going to be like, you know what? Fuck you, DC.
What man? What man tries to chat up a woman with a cupcake and a bullet and say it's a riddle?
That's true. You know what? I imagine that's what all season 2 is going to be. Rise of the Riddler.
No. Yeah, because you remember that article I read when we first came back. It was just saying it tells you that it's going to get into the more Riddler story and Fish Mooney's predicament. But I swear to fucking God, they better not go that route, Cody. They better not fucking go that route.
It looks like that's exactly where they're going.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm missing Bruce Wayne.
Oh, shit.
Wow, shit.
And that's saying a lot.
I don't know if I'll go that far.
Yo, know what? In Wayne's defense, man, they are fucking up so many other characters in here. I could probably deal with a lot more asshole young Bruce Wayne than I can with the full grown ass Riddler and all them and shit like that. It's like,
because they're boring. They're making these characters fucking dull and boring as shit.
Yeah, at least Bruce Wayne has a chance to grow because he's still a kid.
Exactly. But you can make an excuse.
Riddler and them? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Falcone, the old man. Oh, my God. You're 100% right. I swear he's getting older per episode.
Makes no fucking sense why this man has flashbacks of a death and shit. But the real... I kid you fucking not. I will fucking put all these DC movies in a goddamn box and ship them somewhere if they do that shit with the Riddler. He was just misunderstood. He's not Melissa McCarthy, goddamn it. He don't have no... Oh, he's just misunderstood. This woman he was in love with, she just didn't get him or whatever. I'm just like, if they fucking do that with this show, I swear to God. Riddler was one of my favorite fucking characters. And if they go this bullshit ass route...
I love how the tables have turned.
I thought seriously... That at least Riddler might get some kind of backstory of like, well,
why would you think that with this show? I mean, really?
At least I thought they would build him up to some, but show relates to some bitch.
We give origins to like Barbara's parents, not the Riddler.
Falcone's a bitch because his origin just relates around Liza, whatever that bitch's name is. Gordon's story relies on Barbara. Now we're talking about Riddler's. His story relies on this bitch that he gave a cupcake to.
Actually, you know what? And Bruce Wayne, Catwoman.
So you mean to tell me every prominent member of Gotham that we know and love today, they became who they are because of some bitch in the background? You got to be fucking kidding me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's a good point. It's sad, but good point.
Fuck you. Oh, God. I love that producer. We're taking a boring prequel and making something interesting. You ain't making shit interesting out of this.
Goddamn thing. No.
Just say we have the Scarecrow to look forward to yet, okay? Jonathan Crane.
Oh, fuck you, Wayne.
13-year-old.
Fuck you.
What bitch changes his story? That's all I want to know. What bitch made him insane? That's all I got to know.
It's not even fucking Jonathan Crane. It's his goddamn father. Yeah. It's no fucking sense.
No fucking sense. Why we have to see this dude? No fucking sense at all, man. They amped the music up in this episode by a T, man. I mean, damn.
They really did.
That title card, that title card, man, is the best thing in this show because that shit, you just wait for it to come. You're just like, when is it going to hit? And then they have some lame ass scene that happens before, and it just goes dun dun dun. It's like,
ah, the infamous title card.
What do you think of even that title card fucked up Gordon getting some loving at the end?
Oh, yeah, that bullshit romance, whatever the fuck that is.
It's so you know one thing is I love about this show is I know you know how you guys have like Comic Con, right? We have our own convention, and the Penguin himself is coming out to that, so I might try and get a little talk with that, man.
You should.
Jesus Christ.
I would love
to. Jesus Christ.
Him and that chick who was making out with Gordon, apparently both coming out for this convention. I would love to sit down with those two.
That was making out with Gordon.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
But it, once again, we already know how that works out. He doesn't end up with her, so I don't even know why. I don't even know why they even crowbar some shit like that. It's just like, we all know that this went nowhere. And why Gordon made out with her in the first place makes no sense because all he got was a fucking... He doesn't know what Barbara's doing and shit like that. It's like, oh, I don't want Barbara no more. You might as well just do it.
Would you care? Barbara's doing? She's a fucking cow.
We don't have to care what she's doing because we see her every episode now what she's doing.
Good point.
They don't leave that shit up to the imagination at all. They show you, hey, what Barbara's up to.
It's sad when I prefer Barbara Gordon in The Dark Knight, and she has like two scenes, and then she's still got a better origin in it.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
she really does.
I even prefer her in Batman Begins even more when she hit that one scene.
Because you know, number one, she's a caring parent, and even that scene with Gordon when she found out that he faked his death and she slaps him, that's better chemistry than this whole fucking show has had.
Hell with Gordon. Yeah.
And I'm serious when I fucking say that.
Is pretty much, the show is trying to set up that, like, what they went through with Gordon and Barbara, but you don't get that sense at all is because they're never on screen together.
And she's a cunt.
They separate. I don't even know if they separated or not, but she left on some bullshit that he warned her about, and now she's going based off some child's fucking voice that is like, oh, I'm going to stay with my parents' house. It's like, bitch, you look pretty wealthy. I don't see why you just can't get a hotel.
Right.
Because she's a sponge. She sponges off everyone, sucks all their life out of them. And
why isn't Gordon staying at the apartment?
Probably because Selena Kyle's still staying there with Poison Ivy.
No, they gone, remember? Gordon came back and they were gone.
Oh, they might come back. They might hide in there.
That don't make any fucking sense. He's like, she's like, are you staying here? And I was just like, no, he can't be. And he was just like, I'm between places. I was like, why? That don't make any sense. Why? Why are you between places? That don't make okay, whatever, man.
Because she's gonna. But wasn't that Barbara Gordon's apartment anyway? So why isn't she staying there?
Okay. I think we.
There's no sense to it. I'm sure that was her place.
Yeah, that's her place. They established that. Yep.
God, see, this show just it contradicts itself.
It's funny because we've asked that question before on this show like three times.
I honestly don't think they know what they're doing week by week. I don't think they have a showrunner at all for this. They just write episode after episode and just hope for the best that it links in.
What's going on here?
I don't fucking know.
Fucking Scott kicked me off. Fucking thing.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was Sky. I think it was CJ because CJ just came CJ. Off there. Wait, call CJ.
Typical CJ. Always finds a way to fuck up everything.
He's back because he's a butler, remember?
Oh, yeah, of course he is.
Yeah. I think CJ's gone too now. What the fuck?
It's CJ. God. All right, bring his ass in.
Bring in Australia.
Oh, God, here he is.
Yes.
Okay, CJ.
Hey, motherfucker, are you outside? God damn, I can hear the cars and shit.
No, I heard that shit. Hey,
you can still hear it?
Yeah.
Because I'm on the mean streets of Gotham.
These streets are mean?
I was going to say, they seem pretty casual to me.
Yeah, but say, can I ask you a question now? Since we talk about the mean streets, is anybody here scared of Falcone?
Hell no.
Mommy issue, Falcone? Don't make Falcone got a choker, bitch.
Now, I will say this. Gotham is doing something new. We've always seen a show or a movie that of people having daddy issues. Falcone got mommy issues.
That's true. I'll give him that.
The fuck is that echo in the background?
Yes.
That'd be CJ.
CJ.
God damn you, CJ.
Fuck, I gotta get off of here.
Motherfucker, are you in a car right now?
Are you got us on the
Batmobile? I'm in a Batmobile looking for justice.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, CJ just fucked up our audio now. Me, Cody, and Wayne was having a great fucking audio thing now. Wow.
Look at this shit, man.
Oh, my God. Gotham will not be winning. Recap, Gotham won't be nomination. thank you, CJ.
Thanks, CJ.
That was a good guest. What a great guest appearance that was.
Wow, okay. I don't know what the hell that was. People, there you go, CJ and whatever that shit was. My God.
And you motherfucker having a go at me for being too early, too prepared. That guy's never prepared.
Why would he even? Look, he just sent me a message. Y'all can call me for Gotham. I'm ready. It's like, you're not even ready, so it's like,
oh my God. Not just the regular thumbs up? Oh, shit.
He's moved up now.
What the fuck, man?
Whatever. Like, okay. Lexicution himself, a.k.a. Dr. Hugo Strange.
Oh, Jesus.
Why?
Why?
I don't even know why we continued with that. They should have just killed him in the last episode.
Yeah. Dude, we're waiting, intimidating. He we're, accomplished nothing.
We're waiting for the Hugo Strange arc, and they kind of went the other route. So they, thank God they went the other route, because I was hoping that motherfucker wasn't Hugo Strange.
I was about to say, notice they didn't kill him at the end. He was smiling and taking pictures with the rest of the office. I was just looking at that. I was like, so they just gave him, I was asking questions. I was like, so did they just give him a medal? Like, why is he sitting up with the pit smiling and shit? Like, did y'all see that shit?
Yeah, I did.
When he was taking photos with him, I was just like, why is he smiling? Why is he in the middle?
Motherfucker got taken down by a coffee cup, okay? He's fucking hoping that villain is just, oh, shit.
Can we talk about his fucking plan, though? You mean to tell me he set up all these wires and shit through GCPD and not nobody fucking saw that? Nobody fucking saw that.
Fucking question.
This dude is on the run from the fucking police last episode. He drives away in the middle of the night, and this show opens up with him walking in broad daylight in the middle of the fucking street.
Broad daylight.
To Johnny Cash.
He goes to a fucking pawn shop where there's a dead body with the door open. Nobody fucking reports that?
Well, it's obviously not a busy shop then, is it?
Jesus Christ. Apparently this city isn't fucking busy. It's only convenient when it need to be.
Jesus.
You know, one of the complaints I hear about sometimes with the Arkham games is like, oh, I'd like to interact more with the city, have the people be more involved and stuff like that. I gotta say, man, I don't think you guys will be making that complaint no more once you see this fucking TV show, because this fucking TV show is a city based around Gotham, and yet I still don't know what the fuck Gotham is about. My God, man. Gotham is one of the best cities of, like, all comic book realms, geek culture, whatever the fuck you can think of, pop culture in general, and yet this TV show does it no fucking justice of capturing what this city is about.
None.
Oh, come on. You get great characters in there. You get, like, you know, Poison Ivy living in a box on the streets. You get Fisherman Killed.
This might as well be a fucking... As big as Gotham is, this feels like a goddamn sandbox video game.
Yeah, well, you get that fisherman who got killed for a sandwich in the very first episode. That's a great origin. Fish Mooney.
I don't think Fish Mooney got killed for no sandwich. That was that fisherman.
That's what I mean, the fisherman. But, you know, I'm just sick and tired of this show. I really, really hope we can stop doing this show soon, because it's getting painful.
Yeah, you know, you want to talk about painful? Let's get into that fucking ending now. That was painful. That actually, that put a bullet in my heart. I don't know why. Jesus Christ, man. Here, I thought I loved Hugo Strange, Riddler and all, and Joker and all them. But I never realized how much I really liked Falcone until I started watching this show and realized how much they were fucking him up. I was like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Fuck, dude. I was like, they were breaking my heart at the end of this show with that Falcone shit. I was just like, every time he opened up his mouth, I was just like, you what? And then when he had that glimmer of tears in his eyes, I was just like, you've known this bitch for 2 weeks, man. What in the fuck? You are the Don. You're the biggest crime lord in the city. What are you crying for this bitch for?
Because he lost his way. He now knows where he is and who he was.
What?
He's back.
He had to kill his mom. Dude, it's fucked up.
And that little cheap ass dandelion kept coming back. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Stop. And then, use my mother. What you did. Now, I can forgive betrayers and shit like that. It's like, how can you do a dog? Anybody betrays you, trying to take you out? No. But what you did was disgusting. You used my mother. And I was just like, I never once got that in seeing you two together. I heard that one time when they were setting this whole thing up. And other than that, I've never felt that between, that she was trying to portray his mother throughout the shows or nothing like that. It's like, that literally just came out of fucking nowhere.
And they used her, didn't they, to play his mother in that flashback scene. It was the same actress, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was her. God. Same
actress. This show's horrible.
So out of pure coincidence, she just happens to find a girl identical to his mother.
Identical.
But was that even part of her plan? Didn't she want, like, her to infiltrate him and sleep with him and get to know him? Was it just pure coincidence that it happened to look like his mom?
I wasn't going to say pure coincidence because I don't know if you guys remember, but they did some Joker shit. They were, like, fucking out with two girls, remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, how convenient that the girl that looks like his mother won that fight then.
Yep.
I don't think Fish Moody planned for it to look like his mom. I'm positive that, unless they decide to change it all of a sudden, but that was never part, because she was talking about, you know, has he made advances on you and all this shit. So she obviously never planned that shit.
She wanted someone that had the characteristic and traits of his mother, because they tried to set up at the end of this show as like, I told you a lot about my mother. You knew a lot about her. And because of me and stuff. And I was just like,
so,
this girl had no fucking screen time.
Let me get this straight. The crime boss of Gotham sitting down with his crew talking about his mother. Fuck that show.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This dude's a bitch. Okay.
Carmine the Roman Falcone. Yep. That's him right there.
One of his henchmen. They should have just got Vin Diesel for this shit, man, or whatever. Just, oh, we family. Shit like that. Oh, my God. Sitting down with his main henchman. And the thing things he kept saying in the show. Yeah. I always said you were the smart one. Don't you think she's the one that's going to be trying to take you out then?
don't look for answers in this show, okay? Because there aren't any.
Oh, now I love the phone call. Hey, Falcone, they just called me saying that they had lies. It was like, it's you. It's just like, if you know this already, then why are we wasting time going through this?
I think you're trying to find answers.
This show keeps asking fucking questions and not answering them at all. Whatever. You say build up tension. You know what it just made me realize? There's no point in watching the show. There's no fucking point.
Oh, you just now realized that. Oh, okay.
No fucking that point. Long time ago. Makes no fucking sense how some of the shit just comes together in this show. That it makes no fucking point. Everything that they try to set up, there's no fucking plan at all.
Put it this way.
It's all about plans.
I'll explain to you. I watched Birdman just before watching this episode of Gotham, and Birdman, I could understand and made a lot more sense than this episode of Gotham. So that makes that just points out how fucked up this show actually is.
Oh, I was going to say, man, I got one that's even better for you than I was watching season 4 of Batman, the animated series.
Don't compare that shit to
the
this.
Dark Knight, where they had the little kids, and I was watching that before I turned on Gotham.
Why would you do that?
Made a comparison.
Why would you?
Comparison. Oh, my God.
Why do that?
We are doing the wrong show. Jesus Christ.
That's very sad.
Damn, it's a fucking show.
Yeah, that ending, it punched me in the gut. So, I think this ending punched me in the gut more so than any other ending, to be honest.
Oh, I got to go with the lesbian one. Yeah,
really?
That was
so yeah.
Come on, nigga. Yeah, that tops that shit. Nothing tops that. But yeah, I got to win that one.
Fuck this show, man. I can't take more of this shit. is this part of your plan to fucking get hyped up for Batman or something? Like, why would you release this before a Batman vs. Superman film? Like, why? Because it's heartbreaking to me.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter how bad Ben Affleck could be, he's going to be better than any of this shit.
That's a foregone conclusion at this point. Ain't no fucking way. You follow these fucking deaths.
I'm telling you, I said it before, I'll say it again. This episode, it just passed Batman forever. It really fucking did.
Damn.
What?
Yeah, it fucking passed Batman forever. This was some horrible shit right here. I have no fucking love lost for this shit at all.
So you disliked this more than the previous episode?
I fucking did. What was the previous episode about again? I forgot.
Hugo Strong.
Oh, Arkham.
Oh, speaking of Arkham. Okay, yeah. You know what? Bringing up Arkham, yeah. That shit went nowhere. Like, here we thinking that Gordon's going to stick with Arkham for a little bit in the season. And it's just like, oh, we bring up Arkham that episode. And it's a done deal now. Close, shut case, whatever. It's like,
yep.
Oh, okay. Wow, what you guys brought it up last week or whatever, just like saying Gordon Arkham just builds up so many stories, and then that shit lasted for an episode, and then it goes fucking nowhere. It was like no tie-ins or nothing. It didn't bring up any kind of clues, nothing whatsoever. I was like, well, that was just a waste of a fucking episode now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, but we expected that. We weren't expecting any great, plot lines to come out of that fucking origin, but no.
I was actually expecting the Arkham thing to go on for at least 3 episodes. Something.
Yeah, same here.
I thought it was going to go a while before Gordon at least got back in the GCPD.
Yeah, one could have hoped. Wasn't going to happen.
I got to say, you know what, after watching the show, I stick with it, man. I didn't know I liked Falcone until this, but fuck me, man. Falcone, man, that dude, actually, he's got to be the most, he's one of the biggest embarrassments of this fucking series, by far. It is just fucking embarrassing, the shit that he's gotten to do in here.
Yeah, you can say that for everybody.
That's good there. But yeah, I won't argue on that. They fucked up Falcone pretty bad.
Wayne has Fish Mooney. Cody has Hugo Strange. I got Falcone now.
And the fucking Hugo Strange. Yeah.
That's Hugo Strange. Oh, fuck. They were trying hard. They put that nigga in black gloves and shit. I couldn't wait to text you and be like, hey, man, your boy on screen, he got more screen time.
God damn you.
They said, you know what it was? Last week, the week before last, they didn't say it was Hugo Strange because they wanted to test the water to see how the fans were reacting. You know what I mean?
That's no goddamn water.
And then the fans came out and said, no, we don't want Hugo Strange right now. So they changed his name real quick. They got that name up. Quick, Cody.
Yeah. Listen to the fans.
That's what... Didn't you see...
Testing that water, Cody. Testing the water.
I saw that newspaper. It was crossed out. It had Hugo Strange, and they crossed it out and put an electrocutioner underneath.
What a plan. Nah, I'm sorry. Falcone, for me, he's my fuck you of this show. I'm glad I finally got my character now. I joined on board with you guys, whatever, but I got my character now. That nigga is embarrassing to any fucking crime show.
So is Maroney. Maroney is just as shit. Maroney is just as bad as Falcone.
But Falcone is the head honcho of this show. I mean, Falcone has more history than Maroney does in the series. Well, but not the series, but, you know, Batman itself and shit like that. And to see the shit of how he got his rise, he's just like, this dude ain't shit, dude. This is what Bruce Wayne feared and became Batman to stop crime. It was just like, no wonder he's able to beat Batman's crime so easily, because they're a bunch of bitches. You ever heard that saying, you guys, where they go like, you know, in real life, shit, Batman, if someone dressed up like a bat and tried to fight Falcone's men, they'd be dead or whatever. You wouldn't know that from watching this show.
Nope.
Yeah, I put it this way, if I was Batman, I wouldn't even want to exist in this world, because I'd be bored.
Dredd would just be like, you know, the Predator wouldn't even be, he'd be like, these motherfuckers are threats at all.
Oh, Dredd would just shoot him. Dredd would just walk up and shoot Falcone. Problem solved.
All you gotta do for Falcone is put a fucking wig on and, you know, just you know.
Make him some tea, yeah.
Prance around like a fucking bitch. Something like that.
You know what's sad is?
So, you know, hey, shit. He's actually... What? Everything?
Well, no, one of the sad part is they've killed one of the hottest chicks in the show now. So now I have less interest to watch it.
Who died in the show?
What's her name? Liza. At least she was
Liza,
hot.
Yeah.
I never noticed that because, you know, that bitch is flipping shit. But, I'm sorry, I hated that bitch in the show. She's the reason why Falcone was a bitch in the show, so I fucking hated her. So much with that Falcone shit. It went on for all 12 episodes of this fucking season, and it led up to nothing. That was nothing. That was the weakest fucking payoff I've ever seen.
He's back now. He's back. He knows what he has to do. He's a crime boss again.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we get the real badass Falcone, man. That's what you always
wanted. We wouldn't know that from those goddamn transvestite strippers he had come at the end of the season.
Oh, I love those guys. The eye patch and shit.
Oh. I was like, is that his team? These motherfuckers had, like, those whore Bane masks on and shit from they had from the reanimation of the Batman animated series and shit. And they did, like, cartwheels into the fucking place and shit. I was waiting for one of them to say, hi, fish. Hey, girl. That shit was a joke, dude. I'm sorry. I was like, okay.
Oh, man.
So I guess we all loved this episode.
Oh, yeah, adored it.
Oh, Gotham is stepping up, man. It's stepping up.
Finally. I know it's come one day.
I guess next week CJ will find a person he hates, because I think every week now we found someone that we hate. If that nigga shows up, but...
Oh, not driving, yeah.
That nigga literally just made a 1-minute appearance and disappeared, though. The people. But, yeah, Cody, how about final thoughts now?
All right. Yeah, final thoughts. Well, it's a typical Gotham episode. Some bullshit. I will say this. I did not hate it as much as the previous episode. I'll give it that. Huh. Granted, they ain't saying much at all. Yeah, like I said,
My biggest problem with this show is they, from the beginning, they touted this as a Gordon show, basically. You're going to find out Gordon, follow him, and be in tune with him, all that. We haven't gotten that at all at any point during the season, so thus far. And that is a huge fucking problem to me. Huge fucking problem. Even with all the villain shit, that's all bullshit, the villains and Nas, all that, whatever. The Gordon thing, like, Jesus Christ, you got to have a special character. You got to have somebody to root for, man. I got no one. I got fucking no one. So that's a fucking insult, man, to television and writing, period. So, yeah, fuck this show, man.
Actually, to make a point of that, too, the guy that's playing Gordon, he's a horrible
man. Jeez, every fucking week he does something worse, man. I'm like, oh, God, why are you doing that? No, don't do that. He's like gristy the same way.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Shit. I had paused the show 3 times on when a Gordon scene came up, and every time I paused, he was making some funny-ass face and shit like that. Like, yeah. He's not convincing at all in any of these scenes.
No, not at all.
Especially when commissioner, we didn't even get into fucking commissioner.
No.
Please. Don't even get me started on that shit. But especially in the scene where commissioner gives him the 24-hour time period of the job, he's talking to Bullock. I was just like, I'm just not buying any of the scenes between these two no more. Like, Gordon has just went so far left that he's just unbelievable now as this person.
Yeah.
But Wayne, final thoughts, man.
Simple. Fuck you, Gotham. That's pretty much it. I can't go any more detailed than that. This show just pisses me the fuck off. Why are we wasting our time with it? You know what's worse? If this shit gets nominated, we're going to be doing this shit forever. I don't want this
shit forever.
don't nominate this, people. Please don't nominate this show.
That would be fucking hilarious if this was the show that won.
Fuck and only you, no.
The only show to get nominated and won. Now that would be fucking like, damn.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. It would be painful. Fuck this show. That's all I got to say to it. Fuck it. I'm over it.
Well, I think this show pissed me off more. This is what this past 11 episodes have been about, was this whole Falcone setup and shit. And this is like pretty much the ending of that whole storyline. So that storyline went completely fucking nowhere. That was the one. It was a background effect of something you could easily forget because it never gets brought up or whatever. I was thinking that at least, maybe with the slimmest chance of hope, that would at least have some decent payoff. Not good, but at least be like, well, okay, that was good. But my God, what a fuck you that was. I was like, geez, this is the worst crime shit I've ever fucking seen. Gordon, that actor is horrible. I'm sorry, that guy's horrible. This dude is not believable in any of his fucking scenes. And then they tried to crank up that music in that little kiss scene or whatever. When he grabbed her and kissed, I was just like, that was the most unconvincing kissing thing I've ever fucking seen in my life. I was like, Jesus, man. It felt so forced. Everything about this show just feels forced, unnatural at all. Just like Wayne's racism, which is more believable than anything in this show. the villains in this show, man, they're not even fucking. I love how the longer this show goes on, they're trying to give these villains more powers or something to play with. They're just not, you know, your regular crime lords or anything like that, whatever. You know, one minute we got a guy that's taking super soldier serums and shit like that or whatever. Next you know, we got a guy that shoots out. This nigga was up there with Jamie Foxx's Electro now and shit, you know?
Oh, shit.
He's like, what can you do, Gordon, whatever. This nigga throws water on him and just like, no, the okay. First of all, like this big ass proton pack in the middle of him, think to cover this shit up at least whatever. This dude was uncatchable for 2 fucking shows, and sets up this big ass electrocution thing to pretty much kill everyone in GCPD or stun them or whatever and shit. And he couldn't find a protective case to put over this fucking thing that you just throw water on as a done deal.
Yep,
we set this villain up for 2 episodes. Yeah, he's going to be a big player in this world.
Yeah, they even had promos and shit all over the internet. Oh, execution is coming.
Thank you.
You saw that shit, right?
And we go out on some shit like this? I was like, oh, Jesus. That was some weak shit right there, man. I was pretty pissed. I think these last 2 episodes, to me,
That was some poor ass payoffs. I'm sorry. I was pissed off. I was like, man, those other shows were fucking bad, but they weren't paying off to a storyline or nothing like that. These two last episodes, man, fuck you, Gotham. I got nothing else to say about this shit. I expect nothing from this shit no more now. Where else can they go now? What else do they got going on now other than we still need to find Bruce's murderers and, Barbara and Gordon need to get back together. It's like, I don't give a fuck about that. That's the
storyline. Didn't you hear, man? Red Hood's on the way.
You gotta be fucking kidding. No,
I'm not. Red Hood's on the way.
Nah, you fucking with me. No, fuck it.
No, I think, I reckon Cody will be right. They'll do the Joker's origins with the Red Hood.
No, which Red Hood?
They'll do the Joker Red Hood to begin with.
I'm not sure, but the Red Hood is on the way, my friend.
That'll be Joker.
Because I remember reading the storyline. I think I told you guys that they were talking about putting Robin in this show. Well, not Robin, but Dick Grayson. At least.
Oh, that's going to... No, the Graysons do come into it. That is definitely happening.
Yeah, I heard that was green light, but fuck that. No, that don't even make it, that don't even make any goddamn sense. Okay,
nothing in the show makes any goddamn sense.
Red Hood, are you fucking serious? Jesus Christ! Is this second half of the season is on a roll of just like, hey, let's get all of P1's favorite characters and just fuck them over 20
times?
Yeah,
but they have to do the Joker, and the way they'll do him will be through the Red Hood origin bullshit.
They did him already. Remember, he was at a stand up at Fish Mooney's comedy club.
This shit don't fucking count. If that's him, I fucking quit.
I'm telling you right now, that was him, and now they're gonna expand on that. Now that Fish Mooney is gone,
there you go. Right there.
No, I'm not reading that, man.
Oh, okay. I've got to read this shit.
I'm not ahead, reading that, man.
Gotham MP reveals the Red Hood is coming.
Go ahead, press it.
It's cool. I'm cool, man. I'm not reading that shit, man.
There is going to be an episode that involves the Red Hood. Tell it,
fucking kidding. Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, my God. What? My number one favorite superhero film of all time, people. Batman Under the Red Hood, and you mean to fucking tell we might have an episode? Oh, Jesus! Fuck.
The Red Hood and his gang are a key component of the Batman mythology since it's. Oh, yep, and here we go, and also involves the Joker accident origin bullshit. So who knows if it'll involve the Joker or not?
We had his origin already. I'm telling you, he was in that first episode where he was doing stand up. Now that Fish Mooney is gone, he can complete his origin.
Oh, I fucking hate this show. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not clicking on this link, Cody. You can take that back.
I wasn't there for you, my friend.
Nah, I think we're done now. I think we're done with this episode.
I'll send you your phone, too, just to make sure you...
Nah, I think we're good, man. You ain't...
I'm sending you your
phone. I reckon that Black Butler, he'll be the Red Hood. You watch.
Nah, he's Wesley Snipes' stunt double.
Oh, it's like Dave Chappelle with a beard.
you know what he look like, Cody?
Cody, what?
He look like DeMargo. People, you know DeMarco.
Holy shit, DeMarco's on Gotham. Awesome.
People, you know what DeMarco is. He's a loyal, spoiling bastard. He's a friend of me and Cody. He came out to the New Year's party or whatever shit. He's constantly trying to get me and Cody to come down to Mexico and hang out with him and shit. DeMarco's a black friend of ours, spoiling bastard. And my God, he looks just like DeMarco.
He's a butler, is he?
No, but he does profit off the poor man.
That's a good way to end this.
People, the way we're going to end this, though, is what you need to do is, and I hate to fucking say this now, but watch this.
You hate to say it, shit.
You need to go to thepodcastawards.com, and what you need to do is you need to vote in entertainment category for the recap. Gotham.
No, you don't. I
started to get those words out.
Just remember, when you vote Gotham, you're voting to see the Red Hood.
Okay, never mind. Edit that out, Wayne. Edit that shit. I just said that. Never mind, people. Don't vote for Gotham. I'm not doing that Red Hood shit.
I can't wait for that show to come on, Cody. We've got a week.
Oh, I cannot wait either, my friend. That is going to be glorious. That is going to be fucking glorious.
We are so doing. You are doing a video of that one because you got to. I've got to see your face.
You'll fucking get Jaden Smith to fucking do this episode.
Oh, even better, Jaden Smith. Awesome. That's the Red Hood.
This is the Red Hood? Oh, I love it.
Yo, look at Mrs. One. She's in there smiling. She's like, I'm going to record you when you watch that show. I'm like, oh, nah, that's all right. Nah.
Nah, y'all, she's recording that shit.
That's all right. We don't need to get facial commentary on P1 when he watches this shit.
No, you got to do live action. You got when you're watching it for the first time, you got to film it. She's got to film you. I've got to see your face.
This is the most embarrassing shit I've ever fucking seen. Like, I didn't think it's gonna get no more embarrassing than fucking over Falcone. But my God!
Oh, how about this, Cody? How about we do a live commentary of the full episode while you have to watch it?
Oh Jesus!
Hell yeah! Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
Well, people, that was a recap. That was a recap. I am the phenomenal one.
I am Cody.
I am Wayne, the racist one.
Remember, people, vote or just vote. Last year was vote or die. This year is vote or just vote.
Yeah, vote. Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Just don't vote for Gotham.
It's scary the world might be right now. There will be light. There will be light. Bruce.